And on the line now is Washington State head coach Ken Bone, and we'll open it for questions from the media.
To ask a question, press star 1. Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Percy Allen, Seattle Times.
Hey, Eric, coach, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm okay. Hey, just how is the health of your team right now?
How what?
How is the health of your team right now? Health.
Well, it's not great. We did get Dexter Curtis Drew back in the game the other night after having a concussion. And then Devontae Lacy, he played in the game the other night, but only for a few minutes. And then he got hurt. And there's an issue with I think it's a muscle. It's a cartilage between his rib bone and muscle that has been stretched or strained. So he's going to be out for a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. So are we thinking days or weeks there?
I don't know how long, but I think it's at least for another week.
So if you don't have him, then that leaves you with what now? I mean, obviously with those first with that first game, you just had a sense of what life is like without him. After going through that, do you have a better understanding as to what the team needs to do then?
Yeah, I think I've got a better understanding. I don't think it's totally clear yet, and part of that has to do with we're playing different teams every night. So, you know, the issues that Arizona presented were pretty difficult to deal with. But then ASU, you know, they added another dimension to that, and so we had to strategize there, and I think we did a little bit better, did some things better. And now we're playing a team the caliber of Colorado, and then Utah, it doesn't get a whole lot easier. So we're trying to put it together and see how we can manufacture some points a little bit better with Devontae out.
All right, coach. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Ken, I assume the latest Lacy injury is unrelated to the appendectomy?
It is, but it's totally unrelated. At first, we thought for sure it was a situation with the appendix being taken out last week, but that's not the case.
Yeah. Is there any, after a night like you had in Tucson, is there a psychological rehabilitation you have to go through with your kids? Obviously, a game like that doesn't happen all the time.
It sure doesn't. It rarely happens, fortunately. But we went through it, and I was really concerned about the beginning of the ASU game. Was glad that Devontae was in uniform. I think that helped our psyche some, and you know, by halftime we hadn't played real well, but we were down 4 and still in the game. So I think we handled the beating we took in Tucson. It's not like we have forgotten about it, but we've definitely tried to move on and learn from it.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, in the aftermath, I mean, between the two games, you know, after the game in Tucson or the day in between, did you really have to work on them, you know, to keep a total lack of confidence from setting in?
Yeah, what we tried to hit on was two things. One, we tried to praise them and let them know that they've done a really good job defensively against a team the caliber of Arizona, playing on their home court in front of 14,000 fans. We were proud of the fact that our guys really guarded well and sustained that intensity and focus for 40 minutes. And on the offensive end, without our leading scorer and leader, we definitely struggled. I mean, you can't hide that. But we addressed the fact we just got to keep working and get better at trying to get good shots and then putting them in the hole. I mean, at some point you got to make buckets.
Yeah. And to that end, realizing that it can't be easy to be without Lacy, I mean, what are you seeing offensively out there? Are guys doing the right thing to get good shots, or is it just a total breakdown at the offensive end?
I thought the other night we did better in the second half. I thought late in the first half when Devontae went out, we right away struggled getting good shots. And he takes, unfortunately, a big dimension out of our offense. And so then we've got to adjust things with especially with Royce and Ike Arebu, and getting them to understand, okay, now he's out. And so, yeah, you're still the point guard, but you're also two of our better scorers. So there's a fine line there where we still need you to look to score a little bit, but you got to do it at the right time. And that's definitely that's a challenge for anybody. And it's been a challenge for Royce and Ike.
And finally, without Devontae now for a period, I mean, anybody who really needs to step up or whose minutes are going to go up markedly here?
I don't think so. I would say of our guard, core group of guards, meaning Royce, Q Johnson, Ike Arebu, and Dexter, I think they'll each just get a few more minutes here and there. Again, we got to make some shots. I'm going to play the guys that can make some shots.
Yeah.
And we got to be able to score. So we're at times we're executing pretty well. But if you don't make the basket, it doesn't look too good. So we got to keep working on execution, and we need to make baskets.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coach, that's all the time we have for you this morning. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.